First, I want to thank the Parnas Shavu and the Parnas Chaydesh for the week. It's should be a schus of refuah shleima for Pinchas Ben Tova from the Shulman family. That Pinchas Ben Tova should have a refuah shleima of Sashar Chol Yisrael. Also, want to thank Dr. Joe and Jenny Felder, who are the Parnasim of the month of Elul. In honor of their entire family, they should lisim chanachis and brach. So let's learn. Let's learn. We're on page Kufman Beis. In this edition, I don't know, where it says, B'likutei Maran Torah Ayin Ches. We started Perek Yud Aleph. We're three pages into Perek Yud Aleph. And the subject of this perek is very, very practical. Many people feel that when they come to his bodhis, when they come to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they don't have what to say. They don't have diburim. They don't know what to do. And we began learning from Likutei Maran. The Rabbi Nachman says that the feeling that a person often has is shenidme l'ha'adam she'ein lo lev. We were talking about that for a while last week. It seems to the person that he doesn't have a heart, that he doesn't have emotions. He can't speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nidme l'ha'adam. And we were talking about this as being a dimyon. It's only a dimyon. It seems to the person that there's nothing inside, that he can't speak to Hashem. He can't get out a word. That's what it seems to him, that he has nothing. He's empty. But that's only a dimyon. And what we're learning is that the Torah has revealed to us the most powerful way to overcome that dimyon. And Rabbi Nachman said, Hadibur ba'atzmo yesh lo koch gadol. Hadibur ba'atzmo yesh lo koch gadol. The Dibur itself speaking. Hadibur ba'atzmo, yesh lo koch gadol. Speaking has tremendous, tremendous koch. You thought that there was nothing going on. You thought that you couldn't say a word. If you felt empty, talk about that. Talk about how you can't talk. Just start using the koch hadibur. That's what we were learning about last week. The koch hadibur, we'll see, is like the mother that takes care of the child and leads the child everywhere. So let's continue. That's where we're up to. Likutei Maran Torah Ayin Ches. Kol Sefer Rabbeinu, Sha'adibro Harlichem Adam Tomid. Rabbi Nachman writes in Ayin Ches that Dibur, speaking, goes with a person everywhere. What does that mean, Sha'adibro Harlichem Adam Tomid? That doesn't mean that a person is always talking. That's a problem if a person talks too much. So what does it mean? Hadibra holechim ha'adam tamid. Ki hadibra nikra em habanim. Dibur is called the mother of the children. Em habanim. Okeshem shahaima holeches tamid im baneha. I'm sure many of you know that the koch of Malchus is Dibur, the feminine, that koch of speaking, which is Malchus, Dibur, the mother. When Chazal tell us that there are 10 portions of speech in the world and women have taken 9, in many cases that means just a pshat, there's more of a tendency to use Dibur on the part of women because they come from the Shorish of Malchus. Malchus is Torah Shebal Peh, is speaking. But ukeshem shahayima holeches tamid im baneha, the same way that a mother never leaves her children, she always is with her children, she watches over them, and even when she's not with them, she's always with them. Veina shochachas aysam, because she never can forget her children, she doesn't forget them. Afilu shein nimtsoim b'malkam atinayfus rachmar l'tzlan, even if chas v'chalila, the child is in a disgusting place, the mother, even though it's a disgusting place, and it's hard for other people to go to that place. the same way that the mother can change the diapers that nobody else can deal with and can clean up after a child, the mother goes with the child no matter where the child is. Many of the fathers, many of the men, they can't go to. When the child is going through certain difficulties, there are many, many of the men that they can't go into those places. But the child is involved, God forbid, in something terrible, 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 horrible thing. A lot of the men, they just can't go there. But the mother will always go. I mean, in a healthy situation, there are mothers who can't. But Bederech Klal, the mother is able to go to that place. The mother is able to be with the child. She doesn't leave the child. So when the Torah has revealed to us, when the Chacham have revealed to us that speaking is the koach of the woman, of the mother, the same way that the mother never ever will leave the child, Dibur, the koach ha-dibur, goes with the person wherever you are. That koach, which is a feminine koach, speaking, it goes with the person even if the child is b'mokam ha-tinoifes, even if the child's in a dirty, disgusting place. Kein ha-dibur. The same way your mother can clean you up in the most disgusting mess and can pull you out of a horrible, dirty thing, so too, the koach ha-dibur is with a person always and can take the person out from that place. That means, even if you have lost your mind and your heart, you're not able to think and you're not able to feel. You're not able to think and you can't feel anything. The moach is not working. Not that you're not smart. It has nothing to do with intelligence. It's just that You're not able to be focused. You're not able to concentrate. You're not able to think, and you don't have a heart. You're not able to feel. Even when your mind has left you, and when your emotions, your heart has left you, shehem hamokam l'ashiros hashchina, adayin nisha biyada koshel hadibra haholichim adam. So even if you don't feel a connection to the shechina at all, your mind, which is a place for Ashras Hashchin, and your heart, which is a place, Bilvavi Mishkan Avna, Ashras Hashchin. Your mind is empty and your heart is empty, but your mom is still there. The Koach Hadibur. Adai Nisha Bidakor Shul Hadibur, Aharlichim Adam, Venenoisna Lipo. Koach Hadibur. You obviously have to engage the Koach HaDibur, but you'll find that once you do, you'll find that the words will begin to come. So we're going to learn much more about how to work on that practically. And through your words, just like the mother that cleans up the baby, nobody else wants to go near this kid, but the mother cleans up the baby. So too, one's words, one's speaking can and will lead to a person becoming tahor, purified from his filth, from his aveiros. This time of the year, we're talking now, it's Erev Slichas. And I know each person is thinking about how fat the master is, you know. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Slichas this year, you know, sometimes you think, oh, we got away with like the minimum 4 days, you know, this year. Right? So, everybody's afraid that there's so many words that we're going to over the next month. You know how many words we're going to be saying to Hashem? Hundreds of thousands of words. Each of us are going to be saying. Even without optimum concentration and kavana, the koach ha-dibur. Somebody asked the stipler. Somebody came to the stipler school, and it was this time. And he said to the stipler, look, Rabbi, you know, this is like my 40th, whatever, Rosh Hashanah, Elul, Rosh Hashanah. I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. I don't feel like I've changed at all. So there was this hype in the yeshivas and all this in the svarim, and pretty much, you know, here I am. So the stipler said to him, do you have any idea what you would look like if you didn't have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? any idea what you would look like. The whole tzur of Klal Yisrael is because we have Yom Kippur. So you didn't feel like you gained any territory. But do you know how messed up you would be without Rosh Yom Kippur? Just the fact that you show up. You show up and you say the words. You try to get through the words and try to say the slichas. You don't know what most of these words even mean. And the piyut, this fancy stuff. Not the Svardish. The Svardish is much more straight. But the Ashkenaz piyut is very hard. Saying the words, the diburim themselves, what would we look like if we didn't say these words? So the stipla said them. You have no idea. But what it would be like if we didn't have a Russian name. What a mess it would be. So you say, look, I'm a mess right now. Yeah, but this is like a million times better. You'd be a total wreck. Say the words. Just come to El or Hashem Kippur. Say the Dovra Shamari Vishi. You're yawning. You don't know what it's talking about. You don't know if it's Mincha, it's Marv. You don't know what's going on. You show up, say the words. The Baruch Shem says, trust me, if you didn't have these words, you'd be like in jail or in the cemetery. You'd be finished. So say the words. Diburim go with the person. And they have an amazing ability to purify. Like the mother. Through speaking, just getting it out, getting the words out, it cleans, purifies. And brings you back to Hashem clean and pure. Because of Sham, this is what Rabbi Nachman's Torah. Because of Sham, Rabbi Nachman teaches. Shekoach ha-nifla shel ha-dibur hu, that this amazing koach of dibur, he spoke already about this many times over the years, and a little bit last week, that the soul comes from Dibur. Remember, we spoke about this. First of all, creation of man. There's Vayipach Bav of Nishmas Chaim, there's the mouth, the Nishmas Chaim, the breathing. But also, it says in Pasuk, Shir Shir, says, Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. Now, of course, the meaning of that in Shir Shir is that Rashi Chazal tells us that when we were staying at Har Sinai, when Hashem spoke, our souls left us. And then Hashem had to revive us. There was a Tchis HaMesem. Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. So there's somebody that you Meshuggah in love with, two are in love, a Chasna Kala. So in Shir Shir, it's a Chasna Kala. Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. When he spoke to me, my soul left. Like I was totally taken. Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. But what Rabbi Nachman is saying, that's of course true. What Rabbi Nachman is saying is that Nafshi Yisrael come me'olam hadibur. Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. Klemer, Mimidas Hamalchus. My nefesh, my soul, Yotze emerged, came into my guf. Bidabra, when Hashem spoke. Speaking is the midah of Malchus. Through speech, I came into existence. The Maral talks about how speech, the mouth is like the Sfasayim, the lips. In Hebrew, it's called Sfasayim. Like the ocean, the shore is called the Sfasayam, right? It's the shore between the visible and the invisible. That's the Sfasai. The Koach HaDibur is that which connects the visible existence, my life, of the guf, the invisible part of who I am with my soul. That's Koach HaDibur. That's why Maral explains that before we come to the world, the Malach gives a patch on the mouth. Because when you finish a kli, like Makrofa, when you finish making something, you give the, that's the patch, because over here, it's the border between the soul and the body. Dibur is the border between that which is revealed and that which is hidden, between the physical life and the spiritual life. The Koach HaDibur is Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. So when I speak, I'm drawing from a place that's hidden. And I'm drawing out my soul. As I speak, I'm drawing from my soul. Nafshi Yotze Bedabro. Hanikus Dibur. The Shechina is called Dibur. She Shorish Nishmasenu, which is the Shorish of our souls. So when we're speaking, we're tapping into the root of our existence that is on the other side of the border of the mouth, on the other side of the border. That's why, in general, one should try to be careful with what one says without going into any details. It's good to be careful with what one says. We're going to talk about that a little bit more here. We see from Chazal in many places that they warned us in many places about, even if you don't mean something, don't say it if it's not the right thing to say, because you could end up paying for it big time. Don't say it, because nafshi yotze bedabro, speech takes something from being in a state of spiritual existence and it brings it into something, into the world. So when you say something, even if you don't mean it, you say a nasty word to somebody, God forbid, you curse somebody, even yourself, you got to be careful. When we use our words, we're playing with fire, mamish. And that's why you see such chumis by Lashon Hara. Chumis with the union of dibur. Even though when you look in the Torah, you don't see that it's such a huge thing. But it's that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak. What a deep thing that is, until he received the Torah. Eila Dvarim, Chazal say, when he received the Torah, then he began to talk. But until then, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't put out a regular word. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, this is all moral. It's a lot of moral. Today's a moral's yotzei. It's high elo today. It's a moral's yotzei. So the moral speaks a lot about this in Gevuras Hashem. On where it says in the, I don't remember which paragraph, the early prakim, but Moshe Rabbeinu is aral svasayim. What does it mean, uncircumcised lips? How come Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak, couldn't express himself? When Moshe Rabbeinu began to speak, he spoke Torah. Most of us speak a lot of gibberish until we say any words of Torah, a lot of nonsense. Moshe Rabbeinu began right away. The first thing he said was Torah. The rest of us, we say a lot of nonsense. And then at some point, hopefully along the way, somebody starts to say a good word. But Moshe Rabbeinu was nishruchni. The Kach HaDibur wasn't developed in him. Only when the Torah was connecting Shemayim and Aretz, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak. There's such a thing as a person, like sometimes you feel that too, that there's something that's so deep you can't communicate it. It's something which is, you can't bring it into the Olam HaSi, you can't bring it into the world, but something which is, it can't be spoken. There are things that can't be spoken. So, still not able to come out from that place, if not nafshi yotze bedabro. But once you speak, then you're drawing from that world of the neshama, and you're bringing it into the world of the guf. That's what speaking does. That's why dibur has such a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous koch. Dibur is such a koch, and it goes with the person everywhere. Why we have to be so careful with what we say, and if it's something that one of the midas I always saw by my father-in-law Shalom is that Imamish like hardly spoke. I don't mean just when he got old, just growing up. It's not like people, when you sit with people and the people feel like you have to make conversation. My father was totally comfortable with not saying anything. He didn't say anything. There was nothing. And even when you asked him something, he didn't answer. He would think about it. I never saw him just talk. I don't recall him just talking. There was always that look in his eyes of thinking, and then he would say something. And if there was nothing to say, he would make a certain he gave a certain look, and then we just said, "Oh, okay." And then there was nothing said. So we'd sit at the table, and all kinds of diburim going back and forth. Sometimes it was a little bit something that shouldn't have been said. My father would look up a little bit, and then we'd stop, or go to the other room. I continue, but as far as my father's diburim, very few and very carefully chose the words. And my uncle Olavsham was the same way. So the two of them could sit together for hours with hardly talking, but they loved being together, but they hardly spoke. Everybody else was chattering, and the two of them, a couple words here or there, a smile, a look, No, it was it? Everybody else was blabbering. Be very careful with words. There's never, I don't remember ever my father, ever nonsense. Stop saying nonsense or having to say, I didn't mean what I said. To take back what he said. Or that. It wasn't, it never, nonsense. It was never spoke about nonsense in Irish guy. I don't remember ever him talking about nonsense. There's always something that was choshev and very brief, very brief. And he didn't mind when my mother and my sister were talking a lot, but me, he would get annoyed with me. Because he felt that the women have more chalokim of talking, so to let them enjoy. But he was annoyed with it. I think a lot about how he'd be annoyed how much I talk. But we should talk words of Torah, words of tefillah. Be careful with the other words that we use. Vashchina nikras v'nechshavas ki ima hadoeges l'shalom v'tikun b'nei. The Shechina is the mother who is worried about her children. Our words are like our mothers who are worried and go with us everywhere and are there to help us clean up our lives, to become better. That's why we have the power of speech, to help our lives become better and to help other people's lives become better by saying a nice word, by teaching Torah, or davening for somebody. That's why we have the Koach HaDibur. Not to talk about COVID-19. But Lekutei Tefilas, Mespala Alze, and Lekutei Tefilas, we have a Tefila from Reb Nosson on this. Bezel Lashana. You have this? All the editions have? You have this? Is there? Okay. Lekutei Tefilas, Mespala Alze, Bezel Lashana. So Reb Nosson, one of his Tefilas, says the following. Hashem help me, that every single day I should speak many, many diburim kedoshim, say many holy words. Rabbi Nachman said all of the zemiras and shams, everyone that's in the siddur, he said, the rest of us there, all the zemiras, they like to say. A lot of diburim of kedush, diburim kedush, a lot of diburim kedush. Ve'eske, may I have the schus lehesvadais vidui dvarim lefanach b'chal yom. Rabbi Shlomo, may I have the schus to say vidui to you every day, not just on Yom Kippur, not just on Monday and Thursday, or by Tachnun. May I be able to confess to you and be honest and talk about my issues. When I say issues, that's just a replacement for the word that we used to use years ago, which was sins. You understand? Now we don't call them sins, we call them issues. Or if you're from England, it's called issues. Have you heard that? Issues. Right. We used to call them avarice or sins. Now we call them issues. May I be zayecha to do a lot of his baidus, to speak to you. Ad shahadibur de kedusha, zocha yis kereni latoiva. Listen to these words. Until the dibur of kedusha, the holy words that I'm saying, zocha yis kereni latoiva, will remember me. V'yashiveni elecha, and will bring me back to you. Be'emes ubalev shom. Until my words will remember me, like the mother, in a good way. And my words will bring me back to you. Yeshiveni elech be'emes ubalev shalom, betshuva shleima lefanach. That my words will bring me back to you. Va'al yishkecheni chalilon. Ve'lo hamakoyim is hamagunim, shenil kadati behem, avanishen ha'arab. That my words should not forget me and abandon me in those terrible places that I've been that I've been stuck in. That my mother should take me out, my words should take me out, and my words should not leave me lingering in those bad places, in those bad situations. Because when we say these diburim, tehillim, diburim, hisbaidus, look at itfilas, diburim of vidui, diburim of thanking Hashem, diburim, they were asking that these diburim should help me out, even though I don't understand always what I'm saying, not in hisbaidus, but in the siddur, especially in the machshav, in slichas. We could say that before saying slichas. Rabbi Shlomo, help me. I'm going to be saying over the next week, I'm going to be saying all these slichas. Honestly, I'm not sure what it means, most of it, you know, what they had in mind. And even if you have an English translation, it's better, but whatever. It's hard to figure out this stuff. And there's no time to concentrate. Everybody's moving fast and so on. But Rabbi Shlomo helped me that these diburim should be like my mother who won't leave me in a bad place, that these diburim should take me out. These diburim that I'm going to be saying now, slichas, they should take me out. They should help me. Not that my words shouldn't abandon me and leave me lying someplace in the dirt. My words should take me out. I'm going to say all these words to you. Yeah, all these words. All of these diburim. All these words. And to be besimcha when we're saying all of these words. And to believe in the power of these words, even if you think that I don't know, I said these words, I never felt in the past that they did anything for me. It's not true. There are a lot of people who don't feel that their mothers did stuff for them either. It's also not true. Klamer, hadibur hu koach eloki. Dibur is a koach eloki. Lahashiv es adam laHashem esbarach, that was given to us to bring us back to Hashem. There's an amazing thing by Dibur that when you say something, it has the ability to bring it about in the world. That's why you got to be careful. When you say good things, it brings good things. And you say things that are chalila not good. That's why I was talking a lot during the past tkuf about. That's why I just was making make it like a joke, but it's not a joke. The people sitting around talking about sickness all day. There was never such a time in the history of the world, but the whole world for the last year and a half, are talking day and night, talking about sickness, about sick people, about sickness. You have people that they always do that, even before the pandemic, they always talk about sickness, But now, even regular people, like normal people that they're talking all the time about, this one, the pastor, this one says like that. And people talking about sickness all the time. But don't. If Hashem, you get sick, Hashem should help you. And if you don't get sick. But that's good. And thank Hashem. But talking about sickness, it's dangerous. How much danger? I told this to so many people. I said, in the house, I'm very strong with it. I said, no diburim about this thing. Zero. No diburim. Nobody talks about this. Doesn't mean that one doesn't get an education. That takes around 30 seconds. Doesn't mean you have to sit and talk about it all day. Achas kama v'kama to look up and see on the phone to look at a bunch of liars talking about it. That's all it is. A bunch of liars or ignoramuses is talking about it. Or intelligent geniuses who don't know what they're talking about. I was just there to give a talk, to say something on camera about something with the... I was asked to say something about encouraging people, whatever, something with the COVID-19. There haven't been enough deborah. I haven't been now. Everybody should just stop talking about it. To live. To stop talking about it. Because look what the Gemara says. Shai b'gemara hikshu madua Yehu shai emelach chashiv et tzadik. Now Yehu was a chashiv king. He was a tzadik. Nichshal b'avon avodah zarah. How did it happen that this Yehu, who was a tzadik of a Jew, how did it happen that he ended up with avodah zarah or something? I got messed up with some avodah zarah. How did that happen? So the Gemara says, and Matar Tzim, bris krusulis fasayim. Those are the three powerful words. Bris Krusa, there's a covenant, a Bris Krusa, l'sfasayim of the lips. What's the Bris Krusa, l'sfasayim? That when you say something, even if you didn't mean it, it's like you're passing that it's going to happen. Be careful. Bris Krusa, l'sfasayim. The lips are very strong. Hashem gave such a koch of dibur, a person. That's why even if you're a hedyot, a regular person, you give a bracha to another Jew. It's very powerful. To say good words to a person, to give a bracha to a person. So what happened over here? Yehu Achav Abal Ma'at Yehu Yavdenu Harbe. Now that's in Malachim Beis, like Parag Yud, I think. So what's going on over there is that Yehu was surrounded by Avda Vadazar. And you know how sometimes politicians will speak in a certain way in order to win the crowd over, right? To win over the crowd. So Yehu wanted to win over this chevra. He had L'shem Shammai. He didn't want that people should be Avda Vadazar. He wanted to bring them around to Amunah. But he didn't want to lose the Olam. First of all, that they shouldn't kill him, and that he should have chassidim, and that he should be able to have people. So what did he say? He said, "Achav avadis abal maat." Achav, he was worshiping Baal. You think that I'm not your man, right? I'm not your candidate. I want to tell you something. Achav, because these are Avdei Avodah Zarah. Achav, he worshipped Baal a little bit compared to Yehu, me, Yavdenu Harbe. I'm a serious Avodah Zarah. Now, he wasn't a Avodah, he was a Tzaddik. He said that to be able to get them to go with him and to be Makar of them, you understand? He had good intentions. But he said such a sentence like this. You think that Ach was an Avodah Zarah? You haven't seen me. Oh, I'm a much bigger Avodah Zarah than Ach. Much bigger Avodah Zarah. See, even though he was a Tzaddik and he never met, but Sof Kol Sof, in his life, he got messed up. So. Even though he was only saying this as a strategy, as a trick, because he ultimately wanted to get to these guys and to destroy Avodah Zarah, it was a trick. He meant well. He wanted to get their attention, that they should trust in him, that they should hear what he has to say. So he wanted to get them interested. So he said, you think Ach was over there? He was only over there Ma'at. Yehu, I'm going to be a big Avodah Zarah. This way he's able to get them to get their attention. But he had in mind to bring them to Amunah. So he meant well, but he said bad words. He said terrible words. He said to destroy them, to end them, to either kill them or to bring them back. But he wanted, he didn't want to have a desire. But Kaven Shah Yatsu Adrami Piv, but since the words left his mouth, until he was nichshol, until he fell into some of a desire. L'chein Kosev Rabbeinu, if Rabbi Nachman teaches in Sichas Iran, Reishai and Zayin, don't ever say that you're going to do an aveira, that you're going to do something that's wrong to do, even if you're just making a joke. Don't joke about aveiras. Don't make a joke. Don't say something about doing an issa or doing an aveira, even if it's not a big aveira. You have people that sometimes they're angry, they say, I'm going to kill you. So words like that go out of a person's mouth like it's nothing. Don't say about doing an aveira, even b'derech leitzanus. Even if you didn't mean it at all, you could, God forbid, end up like Yehu, where it comes to be. Now, if we think about this, what we just learned about Yehu, Befrat shemida tayva meruba. Now we're talking about scary stuff, about saying bad words, talking about averus, or talking or saying something that's not nice. And we have a klal, of course, in all of Torah, that if this is true when it comes to something which is bad, that speech is so powerful and it could bring things about into the world in a miraculous way. Then when it comes to what? Midah tov and merubah, then how much more so when it comes to using speech in a good way, in a positive. There's a wonderful book that years ago, my wife saw this book in the library in her school, and she brought it home, and every week we had somebody at the Shabbos table, the kids were younger, we had somebody read a part of this book. And it was not an anti-Lashon Hara book. Even though my wife and I wanted to work on the Diburim, that they should be higher and better Diburim, there's a book, I think it was called Positive Speech. I think two ladies wrote this, I think. Positive Speech. And instead of another, how you're doing, 36 Averis by speaking this word of Avak Rechilas, and you're going to, there's no Gehenna that's deep enough for a person like you. Instead, it was a whole book just on how to develop a positive way of speaking. It was a wonderful book.
The power.
Power Positive.
Something like that, Blue Book.
Yeah, Power Positive Speech, something like that. Wonderful. Was it very simple. Simple, with a lot of examples and things. The kids loved it. Every week. And then we had to give it on your own. Try to think of something good that you could say about what happened this past week. There's something good about it. Positive speak. It was the way Bechlal, the Tzaddikim, the Talmidei Baal Shem, it's very, very much in that Mahalach of how to work on the Koach HaDibur. They never got so heavy into the whole. I mean, it doesn't sound so nice, but they're not so big in the whole Shemir's Halosh. Not that they don't agree with it, but the strategy of how to work on Dibur, Chassidus was always much more to try to say good things instead of day and night reading about all the bad things you shouldn't say. Of course, one has to learn the halachas. No one should take my words the wrong way, whoever's listening. That I'm against Shmir Saloshin, I'm against the Chafetz Chaim, Chassidus Yelena. The learning Shmir Saloshin, I learned it, and it's the most important sefer. But I'm just telling you that we don't see that by the Talmidei Baal Shem, that the focus was on not speaking negatively, the focus was on speaking positive. Diburim of Ahava and Diburim of Iskaras, Diburim of Simcha, even if you don't mean them, but Diburim that are good, healthy, positive, happy divor, words that are good. There's always the emphasis in such a way. So let me see. Kshenes banim zeh befrat b'midat tov meruba hari etzem hadavar she'adam moitzi mipiv diburim kedoshim means the very fact that we're about to now start saying slichas and all the words for Rosh Hashanah aseres mitzvah, there's extra parts in the davening. Don't be upset that you have the Avinu Malkeinu there. It's a good thing to say Avinu Malkeinu. Or that you have to say slichas. Or that we have to say all these extra diburim. Or everybody's all nervous, everybody's all worried with, with shul, with the times and everything. The more diburim we say, diburim kadosh, the better. Because that brings our heart back to us, cleans us. By speaking words of being close to Hashem. And so even though we don't understand, of course, as both of this, it's your own words, but even if we don't understand, we're saying Diburim Kadosh. The last, like B'Torah V'Avayda, of course, together with the Diburim, to spend time learning Torah, so on, doing good things, mitzvahs. That's why you see that Tzaddikim was so makbid that we should say also, one of the reasons why we should say, before you do a mitzvah, you should also have Diburim. To speak about. Diburim. When a person's, doing something, you bring somebody a cup of water. You can say quietly, nobody else on the earth should know that you're doing it. You say, L'shem Yichu B'chushchet. Rosham, thank you for giving me the schus of to love another Jew and to bring him a cup of water. Her mother would say that when she gets the food ready for the kids, her husband. Diburim kadosh, to live a life that's filled with holy words. holy words. It brings to all kinds of holy things. And it changes our lives. This saying, Diburim Tovim. Diburim Tovim. And to say these words in a tmimizdika, an honest way. Honest doesn't mean that you have to mean every single bead like all the kavanis, but it means that you want to say these words. You be'emes want to say words of kedusha. That's the truth. That doesn't necessarily mean you have the highest kavanis, but you be'emes want to say these words in a way of tmimus, in a way of that's simple, that's tmimizdika. Like when you say to somebody, how are you feeling today? Doesn't mean you have to have, you know, some will say, you don't really mean it, why are you saying it? And so you must want this person to feel good. So you say, how are you feeling? If someone says, you really care so much how this person, like, that's so important to you. And how you have the people that talk like that? No, you must want that person to feel better. So you care about the person. So you say, hey, how you doing? How is your Shabbos? Why do I care what your Shabbos is like? One thing you have to be careful of, you say to a Jewish woman, how are your grandchildren? That you have to be careful. You understand what I'm talking about? How are your grandchildren? Because then it could be like a lot of pictures and stuff. It's got to be careful. I mean, to choose your words. But you want to make a person feel good. Make a person feel good. That's bamis, but some of you want a person to feel good. It's very passionate to give life to someone. Tell me.
We were saying before that the main issue with Corona was talking. So when something's bothering someone, when we're talking, that's something like Corona. Where does he draw the line between talking about it in a healthy way with friends?
Yeah.
And then letting it kind of dry itself out inside.
That's a good question. It's hard to know this year. You know, a person, of course, it says, you should talk to a close friend if something's worrying you. And Adrava, those are Diburim Kadosh. Those are Diburim Kadosh, to talk to a friend if something's. But when you find yourself, if a person finds himself like sharing this with a minion, you know, or repeating yourself a lot, it's most likely just not the right thing. So select people. One or two, and only the words that are necessary, that's very holy to speak to a friend. And if someone talks to you about their tzaros, to help and to talk, it's Yiburim Kadosh, Yiburim Kadosh. But even it is important to talk honestly, to get help and to speak to someone. It is important. But the words should be with a cheshbon, shouldn't be to, you know, to a whole bunch of people. It should be to one person, a whole bunch of people. Yeah, if you have people, the second that something's bothering them, or they're upset about something, it's like it's right. That's the whole thing with these chats, right? What goes on with these chats? Look at that. In 5 minutes, they're ready. You know, they're ready. 14,000 of your contacts or whoever you have on there, that they already know that you're upset about something or worried about something. This is a huge tumma, mamsha tumma. It's a huge tumma. I mean, I have that. Everybody knows that. It's a big tumor. On so many levels, The people that send emails to strangers, send their opinions all around to other people, posting their opinions. From the Sitra Achra Mamash. Sitra Achra Mamash. Posting things. Sitra Achra. Diburim. Excessively sending out your ideas, your thoughts, your clips, your opinions. This is a sickness now. It's hard to even, people don't even take it seriously. If you talk about it, they look at you like you're crazy. They think everybody needs to know their opinion about stuff, and they put on posting their things, or they send out their opinion to some other blogging, right? To blog. The whole inning of blogging is Diburim of Hevel Ruzruh. That's the whole inning of blogging, the whole malacha of blogging is a malacha for Shaitim. The whole malacha is a malacha for Shaitim. Diburim. the Baruch Hashem gives a person a certain amount of wisdom and a certain amount of communication that he could share in his life, spending them on Nairishkeit, on strangers, on silly things, talking about who cares about your opinion. What difference does it make, your opinion? And if it makes a difference, it makes a difference to your family, to your Talmidim, not to strangers, to send that to your Diburim everywhere. Everybody posting their ideas, posting. If they had to sit down and write a letter like people used to do when life was normal, they wouldn't be so busy posting, because your hand gets tired after 2 minutes. But all the blabbermouths are blogging day and night, wasting their lives on computers, on their phones, wasting their lives, sending out messages to people who don't care about them. It's only an excuse for them to send you back a blog. That's what it is. Those diburim of hevel, all kinds of lashon hara and sheker and things that come out of the diburim. The koach hadibur. Are we going to stop here? We'll stop.